بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atad, the host of this program. We have a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Zain. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
One important question for today's discussion is about giving a second chance to the sinners by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that committing sin in Islam has serious consequences, both in this world and the hereafter. But why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some people a second chance to repent or regret from their past sins? What is the main reason?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. There's two types of sinners, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives chance to them for different reasons.
Yes.
So first are the sinners that you mentioned as well. They are the people who have sinned, but there's a possibility of them coming back,
yes,
right? And that would be, you know, most of us, most of the people, most of the Muslims, we make mistakes here and there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us time out of His mercy, out of His kindness to us, so that we may turn back.
Yes.
And it's usually not only that He gives us time, He also gives us reminders as well, gives us, you know, wake-up calls too.
Yes.
Sometimes there are difficulties. Sometimes, you know, something happens within our families. The verses of the Quran as well that that talk about such things. That, for example, there's verses that say that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a prophet to a people, He sends calamities and distress upon them, so that they may be humble. They may turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
They may take lessons from those. We can say hardships, afflictions.
Right, that's right. And call on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, realize that there has to be something greater to bring them out.
Yes.
So this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does for the people, for the believers especially, so that they can change their ways and turn back.
And this has been true during the history of religion. It is not limited to Islam. I mean, from the time of Adam up to now, there is no prophet of Islam, okay? So there has been always some lessons to be taken from the real life. And these are the signs.
Right.
But the wise person, the wise Muslims, must take these signs, isn't it?
Right.
Okay.
Right. So Allah's mercy, it's all expensive. It's not just for Muslims.
Yes.
Right. So it's, you know, all human beings, they're creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes and wants all of them to reach heaven, to reach felicity, to reach Him. So that those signs, those, you know, reminders are there for all people.
Yes.
But especially for believers as well.
Yes.
Right. Especially for the believing men and women, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, has special attention towards them. So now if we end up making these kind of mistakes and our lives become, you know, sinful, then His special mercy, inshallah, will be there for us.
That's
and try
right.
to wake us up through difficulties or through different means.
And the more righteous you are, the smallest sin that you do, the gravest and the most serious your chastisements will be, isn't it? For example, just take care of the ulama, for example, an alim doing a sin which might not look at the first sight to be a sin. It's very small, okay? Just neglecting, for example, a trivial point in life. Then there will be a lesson which is very much great for him. I mean, it very much refers to the caliber of that person too, of the believing Muslim too.
No, that's definitely true.
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with us at the level that we're at.
Uh-huh.
Right? So if somebody is at a higher level, then more is expected of them as well.
Yes.
So even a small little mistake for them is you know, quite a break, quite a big deal for them, right? So, you know, if you look at the prophets, you know, because we believe as Shia Muslims, the prophets, they don't commit any sins, right?
Yes.
But in the Quran, we see that certain prophets, they are treated quite harshly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of something that they did.
Yes.
So ulama, generally they say that they didn't commit sins, they did what's called tarki awla,
leaving the preferred action. Yes.
Yeah, so
yes.
So left the preferred action, but yes. That was so severe that, for example, Prophet Yunus, he was, you know, inside the belly of a fish, of a yes. whale, you know, for some time. And these kind of things happened, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment, in a sense, yeah. came for them for not even sinning, right? So mm-hmm. more was expected of them because they were the special prophets of Allah. And similar is true for, you know, scholars, similar is true yes. for people who are, you know, who have gone to higher levels.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And no person is born with sinful. I mean, all the people are born innocent, isn't it? Although your father or mother might be a sinner, but you, as a child, when you are born, you are sinless. You are innocent, okay? So now the question is that gradually, when the people are accustomed to do the sins, how these chances are given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I want to talk about the mechanism of giving second opportunity to people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does it happen exactly? I mean, for example, you do commit a sin at the first level. You commit the first sin and the second one and the third one, okay? So how does the chances come? Do they come in between the sinning? I mean, for example, you do a sin and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the chance to repent from the sin. Or for example, there must be, for example, some times passed, several years, and then a time is given to you. Or are there any practical guidelines for the people given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how to repent from your past sins?
So generally how a person goes into a life of sinning uh-huh. is, if you look at that, it's a gradual process, uh-huh. right? It's not the case that, somebody who's pure, shaitan comes and tells him to do, you know, this great sin and he will accept it. Generally, that's not the case.
Yes.
It goes slowly, slowly. First, it might be, you know, you start looking at something that's haram. There's a glance, and then it becomes more and more and more. Now, in this process, at every moment, there is a, there is a means to turn back. Right. And perhaps the biggest kind of reminder is our own selves, our own what's inside of us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a criterion for yes. telling apart, you know, right and yes. wrong, good and evil.
Yes.
And right away when somebody does something that's wrong, mm-hmm. maybe for the first time or, you know, in the beginning, their conscience, you know, speaks up and uh-huh. says, you know, tries to prevent them from doing that, tries to, you know, say that, okay, you know, why did you do that? Reprimands its own self. The nafs does that to its own
yes.
self. Now, if a person ignores this and keeps, you know, puts his conscience to the side and keeps following the whispers of the shaitan,
yes.
in going down this path, then that voice becomes, you know, softer and lower and lower, mm-hmm. so much so that a person completely starts to ignore it and it doesn't affect him at all.
Yes.
So in general, somebody who has just begun sinning, their own nafs is sufficient, I feel, to bring them back. But if they go into a life of sinning, then it becomes difficult, uh-huh. right? And at those times, then, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercy is there for that person,
yes.
then, you know, something like a great affliction, a great test comes yes. for them.
Or chastisement.
Chastisement.
Yes.
Or, you know, perhaps it's, you know, a sudden death of a close one.
Oh.
You know, something that just wakes
them up. An accident.
An accident, perhaps,
yes.
right? And if you look around people in our lives, you know, we can see people like that.
Okay.
That, you know, they were going down a certain path and something happened.
There has been this story about a great RF. An alim of Islam who was passing the street by, and all of a sudden he has an accident. And when the people come to help him, he said, "Leave me alone, because I know this is a lesson for me for what I did, for example, last night, so and so. And when the people just listen to him, said, this is not a sin you did. He said, this is a sin for me.
Right.
Maybe not for you, but for me. Right. And this is that for me. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all the people the same chance. I mean, even to the cruel ones. For example, there have been so many, there have been so many people who did atrocities during the history of the world. So what about giving them? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do adala in giving the second chance to them or not?
So if somebody truly wants to come back, right, the door is always open for repentance and coming back, right? But we are told in the Quran that certain people, they reach a certain level in their, not just their sins, right, but their kind of stance that they've taken against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically just leaves them, lets them be.
Right?
And perhaps this is, in a sense, the worst type of punishment. Because those other punishments where, you know, you see something harsh happen to you, it's possible that you wake up, right? But if nothing bad is happening to you, everything is going fine, life is going fine, then it becomes difficult for a person to wake up and realize that they were doing something wrong. For example, if a parent, right, because they love their child, they want them to be on the right path, do the right things, and not do something that is wrong. If the child does something wrong, and the parent gets angry at them, perhaps, you know, smacks them or something, then that child, you know, they can realize that, okay, you know, I did something wrong. And this is a type of punishment, right? And the child doesn't like it, but it's for its own good, right? It's for the child's own good. But if the parent says, you know, I have nothing to do with you, you go do your own thing, this, in a sense, is even harder for children, for a son or a daughter to have, that this parent has nothing to do with me, he doesn't love me anymore.
Okay.
So in a sense, being let it go by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's even a more severe form of punishment.
Yes.
It's basically Allah saying that, you know, I don't care about you, right? It's very harsh.
That's why in some of our supplications, du'as, the Ayah says, "Oh Allah, do not leave me alone by myself. So always, because let me have you in my heart, in my mind." This is really a great dua. We have always prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not leave us alone by ourselves. And how much merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us every day, you know, every moment, giving us a second chance, not only a second chance, 1,000 chances, you know, to get back to him, to get back to the right way.
Right. So just to complete that point as well, the verse that we mentioned earlier of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when he sends a prophet, he sends trials and tribulations and difficulties upon people. That verse continues as well. And then the next verse we see, it says that when they refuse to follow the path, when they don't, you know, they're not humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? He doesn't, you know, punish them.
Yes.
It's the opposite. He gives them more blessings. Uh-huh. Right. So let me just tell you the
Very
verse.
Good.
It's Surah An'am, verses 42, 43, and 44, right? Where he says that, you know, the doors are open for them and they're given blessings until all of a sudden, you know, punishment comes for them and they can't turn back, they can't repent, right?
Okay.
So this is how Allah deals with people who continue to sin and take a stance against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't turn back to him. That can happen if a person lives a very sinful lifestyle, that they can come to this point that Allah basically leaves them alone. So we have to be very, very careful. We can't be like, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is there and one day he will wake me up and bring me out of the sinful lifestyle. No, if I continue down this path, then it could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just leaves me be, and this, that is really
this sense of consciousness about our surroundings, the world around, how much blessings Allah give us every day is very much important in the life of a believer. You know, sometimes we take many things for granted, many blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granted. Okay, this is life, but consider that for one moment, for example, you cannot breathe. Okay, this is a blessing of Allah. So maybe giving the second chance to you to repent from your past sins is to get you more perfect in life. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a human being for. That's why he's Ashraf al-Makhlouqat, the best of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. That's right. Perfect. Okay. Thank you very much, Sayyid Zain. We do not have any time. Anything missed about this topic or something? No?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. I really enjoyed talking to you. Good, fruitful answers from your side. It was very kind of you, Sayyid Zain. Thank you very much. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. See another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن